Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Neskimam, the laws of when one's money's damages and the Seif and Zik in the book of the damages, which we continue to the final mazik, that of the mazik of Eish, of fire. So the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding lighting a fire in someone else's property. Hamadlik Batich Steich Haveda, if someone lights a fire in his friend's property without permission, V'avra Hadleik, and then the fire goes out to somewhere else and it burns, the Zik and it causes damages. Chayav l'sham nezek sham, he has to pay for the full amount of damages because Eish is one of those mazikin that's mu'ud mitzchila, it's initially expected to cause damage. Shemek says the pasuk in Shemais ki seitzi Eish, if the fire is going to go out of matzah, because it's going to find thorns of nechel gadol, it's going to eat the grain, oy hakama v'goyim, or the standing grain, etc. Shalom yisham ha'mav v'goyim, the one who made the fire is going to have to pay. And Baba Eder says the Rambam, that of kindling a fire, me'avas nezikin, he is one of the primary categories of damages. Halacha Beis talks about regarding being careful with a fire that's in the person's own property. Let someone lights a fire in his own property. He has to distance it from the end of his boundary, so that the fire should not pass over to his friend's field. And how much is the measurement of that distance? Everything is according to the height of the fire. According to how big and large is the fire, that's how much more you have to distance it from the property line. And if someone did not distance it appropriately, and the fire did pass over and the damage, he has to pay the full damages. Now, let's say he did distance it appropriately and still the fire passed over and the damage, well then Pata, he's going to be exempt, in contrast to the prior halacha, where he's going to be liable no matter how far, because that was in someone else's property without permission. Here in his own property, where he did the proper precautions, this is an affliction from the hands of heaven. So if it passed over a river or a water basin and it has water inside of it, and its width was 8 amas, Pata is going to be exempt because, again, it's not normal for fire, even very large, to pass over such a large gap of water. And if it does, it's going to be exempt. Halacha Gimel, over gadar. Let's say it passed over a wall. So imdin, goiva hagadar. So we evaluate the height of the wall, but go like at the height of the fire, va'itzim, oyhakoitzim, and the wood or the thorns, which how flammable it is and easily that could catch on fire, hamatzum shem, that's found over there. It may not rule lava if it wasn't fit to pass over, pati is exempt. The rule lava, but if those circumstances would be considered negligent, so chayv would be liable. Now, the medrash, when we say this, by a piercing fire, which is it burns even without a large flame. But if let's say there's a huge flame that was going up and flickering from the height all on the top of the flame, and there was wood that was found over there. So in lo imid, so there's no measuring over here because the fire could leap in the blink of an eye. Even if it goes 1,000 am, it's going to be liable because, again, of the circumstances, that would be negligible. Halacha dalad, nafla dleika b'chatzera. If the fire caught on in his courtyard, a fire broke out. The nafla gadar, and then the wall falls, shleimach mesadleika. Not because of the fire. Had it fall because of the fire, he would be chayev, even if he didn't have time to fix the wall, because that was his negligence, because he didn't distance the fire accordingly. But the wall fell not because of the fire. And then the fire passed into another courtyard. If he was able to fix the fence that fell and he didn't, then chayev is going to be liable. Even though you can't blame him for the fire that broke out, he's liable for the fact that he didn't contain the fire by rebuilding the wall that it shouldn't harm. What could this be compared to? His ox, where obviously the ox is not taming, but if it goes on damages, but he should have protected it by fencing it in, and he didn't. That's the same for the fire that broke out. Yeah, for the fire he's not liable, but the fact that he didn't contain it, he's going to be liable for that. Halacha 8 talks about regarding the halachas of agency and partnership as it applies to a fire. Hashileach as a be'er. If someone sends the fire biyat cher shad v'kat in the hand of a deaf mute or mentally deranged or a minor, patim din yadim, he's exempt from liability in the courts because he didn't burn anything. But v'chayv din hashemayim, he's liable for the hands of heaven because on some level he has some negligence over here in this damages because of sending it with someone who doesn't have intelligence. Now, but when we say this, he's exempt from din yadim. It's only shemuslim gachelus of dibur. If it gave over to the child, let's say, a coal which would go out on its own. And then the child went and flamed it. Because the norm of a coal is that it would extinguish on its own before to pass over and cause a fire. But it's the child who went, or the cheresh, or the child that made it into the fire, that's not his fault, at least within the other. But it begins with a flame. which that's normal for it to actually catch on, then the owner is liable. It's his actions that cause it, not that of the chesed. Because never is chayv even b'din yadam. Lachavav, shalachas be'ir b'yapikeach. Someone sends a fire in the hand of a mentally sane and competent person. So zahapikeach shehiver chayv l'sham. So that sane person that caused the fire, he's liable to pay. Vashalech patan, the one who sent it with him is exempt. And let's say he had a fire and he had someone to guard it. Hashem chayv. So the guardian is liable because again the shema takes the place of the owner. Halacha zayin. Echad heviyas or. Let's say someone brings a flame. Echad heviyas eisim. Another one brings the wood. So after the first person brought the fire, the second person brought the wood. So maybe say some chayv. The one that brought the wood is going to be liable because without the wood, the fire would go out. So the first guy didn't do anything. Let's say echad heviyas eisim. Echad heviyas or. Let's say the other way around. Let's say one person brought wood, then the other person brought the fire. Maybe the one that brought the fire is going to be liable. You always hold the second one liable because, again, you wouldn't be able to have it without the second one. But let's say a third person comes and flames it. The one that flames it is going to be chayav. Let's say the wind blew it, which is not a wind that's very frequent. So they're all going to be exempt because that was a ninus. They didn't have to know that there was going to be a crazy wind out of nowhere, just blow it and cause a fire. Now let's say libav libat haruach. Let's say one person blew it and the wind also blew it. Chayev is going to be liable. Shadehu gar, because he caused it. Because without him, the fire would go out, and therefore he's going to be chayev. Because of chol agurim lahazik, whoever causes the damages, mishal nezik shalom, and the yafash of nechasim has to pay the full damages from the best of his properties, kishor kol mazikin, like all other damages. Halacha ches continues regarding the payment for things that were burnt. So eish sheyatzef, if a fire goes out, va'achla eitzim ayavon ma'ofer, and it consumes someone else's wood or stones or earth. Chayav l'sham, he has to pay. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk, umatzah kaitzim ayasadeh, if it finds thorns or even the field. Now, which it could ruin the field. Achal gadish v'kaitzim, let's say consume a person's grain, a pile of grain or things like that. And v'hayu kelim timunim b'teich ha-gadish. Now, there were vessels that were concealed, that were buried inside that pile of grain. So, imhayu kugun medigim evrush, things like there's a board that has iron teeth, which they use to thresh the grain. Uklei bakar, or like types of vessels that are used with the cattle, for example, the plow of the donkey. Okay, so remember things similar like that. Midvarim shederech anshei hasod l'tam b'gadish, which is normal for the owners of the fields to just bury it in their pile of grain. So chayav l'sham. So the owner of the fire has to pay for it because that's normal. But hayu b'gadim uklei schuches or kriyizim, let's say inside were garments or glass vessels or things like that, patal game is going to be exempt for the vessels because he didn't have to entertain that these vessels are going to be in the gadish, and therefore that's not a liability that he's responsible for. Now look at test. When we say this, that he's going to be liable for certain vessels that are buried in the pile of grain, is b'madal b'tech stechaver, only if he lit the fire in his friend's field, which that was lit without permission. B'madal b'tech shaloi, but let's say he lit in his own property. Then went over to his friend's field. Pater al kol al kelim atmun b'gadish, and he's exempt on all vessels that are buried in that pile of grain, even those that are normal to bury, but then because the Torah says, oy hakama, which hacham darshan, just a kama, standing grain, is revealed and open, so to anything that's revealed and open, which excludes that which is buried and concealed. And when it says, ki seitzei eish, sounds like they lived in his own property and went out to somewhere else. That's where he's going to be exempt. Avol, but mishal moshir mekayim hakem, but he does have to pay the measurement of the area of the vessels, meaning the area what the vessels take up space, which there's no grain over there. But Ryan, I see we look at that area, ki'iluhu mali gadish shalchid mashal sarim, as if it was a pile of grain of wheat or barley, whatever it was, because although he exempted the space that with the vessels that are there, but he thought that was grain or barley, so at least that value he would have to compensate. Halacha yud, malik batech stechaber, if someone lights a fire in his friend's field, v'yasa eish v'nechal gadish, and then the fire goes out and it consumes the pile of grain. Moreover, there was a goat that was tired over there. There was also a slave that was nearby. They get burnt up with the pile of grain. So Chayiv, the owner of the fire, is going to be liable for the tied up goat. Because in the Pasuk, Hakama, Cham Darshan, called Bale Kaima. Although it's Kama, it's all that which have Kaima, which includes all living creatures that have a height. Because it's normal for people to do that by the pile of grain. The person should have entertained to think that his goat is tied over there. Even so, he's exempt for the Eved because the Eved wasn't tied, so he should have ran away. The fact that he didn't is not the owner of the fire's liability. But let's say how your Eved covers. Let's say the slave was tied over there. And the goat just happened to have been nearby there. But this way, when they got burned up with the pile of the grain, so then Potter, the owner of the fire, is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because the one who lit the fire is liable for the death of the slave being burnt. Now, whoever's liable for death, is exempt from all monetary liabilities that are connected with this action, which are well-known Talmudic dictum of a commonly with Rabbanei, you only get the more severe of the two, even if they don't end up prosecuting him, just due to the fact that there was even such a prosecution. If someone lends an area to his friend, and the friend uses it to make a pile of grain over there, and in that pile of grain, he also buries some of his vessels. Now the one who lent him that space, he lights a fire, and it goes and it burns that guy's pile of grain. He only has to compensate him for the value of the pile of the grain itself, because he only lent him a space where to put a pile of grain, not for vessels. Now, let's say he gave him, lent him an area where he said you could pile up your pile of wheat. And he made a pile of barley. Or let's say he gave him to pile up barley. And he piled up wheat. As we're going to say, he only pays the value of barley, because even though wheat, which is worth more than barley, got burnt up, but he only gave him permission for the barley, not for the wheat. Or let's say he piled up wheat, but he covered it with barley. So even though the wheat that was piled up there was with permission, the lender could say, he says, I only sow barley, therefore I wasn't so careful. Or let's say he piled up barley, but he covered it with wheat. So it depends. If he lent him to pile up barley, so obviously you understand that he's only going to have to pay up for the barley. If he lent him to pile up wheat, and he piled up barley and covered it with wheat, so the halacha, obviously those are going to be only pay for barley, again, except for the area of the wheat, which then he would have to, but the rest is barley anyway. So in all these halachas, in Mesham Le'el Demesor Mavad, for that, he only pays the value of barley, and not for that of wheat. Halachid Beis, Hamadlik is a bidr shachaver. If someone lights up in flames his friend's mansion, so Mesham Kol Mashal Betoicha, he has to pay whatever is inside the house. Why? Because normal for people to put all their vessels, all their objects in their homes. And therefore, again, the guy should have entertained. It's his liability. Whatever the homeowner claims he had inside, he could swear by holding on to a holy object like a sefer Torah, and he collects. This is a rabbinic oath, like we're going to explain in Hilchos Chevel Lamazik, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, which the victim is like that who was stolen from, which the Chum instituted what's called Nishba Benetel. Lord generally swears to exempt himself. Here he swears to collect with. Now, ubafad, as long as sheyita in devarim shu'amid bam, as long as he's making a claim for things which make sense that we would evaluate him, that he would have those valuable type of items, or at least that it was a custom that those things that he's claiming that got burnt up in his house were at least pekodnitzle, that he's a trustworthy people that people would deposit by him. But if not, we wouldn't really necessarily listen to everything he's saying, as long as it makes sense to us. Halachid gimel, regarding placing the responsibility, of the fire, gamal shotan pishton, a camel that was laden with flax, and the camel's walking through the public domain. The nichnas pishton l'techachanus. Now its flax entered into a store because the animal's overladen with these flax. It was so big that it went into a store. The dolk benedish shachemani, and it got lit on fire from the lamp that was in the store. V'hidlik is called a bida. Now the whole house, the whole building went up in flames. The owner of the camel is liable. It's his negligence because he loaded up the animal too much. And this is Bein Shalom da Behema, where the animal stood in one place, which is even more negligence because it wasn't quick to get it out of the area. Bein Shalom da, whether it didn't stand, doesn't make a difference. It's his liability. Now, but let's say the store owner had his lamp on the outside. Then the storekeeper is liable. And Af Bidmei Pishon, even for the value of the flax that got burned from the owner of the camel. And the reason they should nech neirbim b'chutz is because he put his lamp on the outside. And even the candles of the Chanukah, which a person permitted to put the lamp on the outside, which is the mitzvah, he should have sat there and protected. And the fact that he didn't, it's his liability. Halacha Yudal talks about a case where a person is exempt from Dinei Adam. If someone bends over the standing grain of his friend, in front of where fire is coming, until it gets consumed by the flames, so it depends. If the fire would only get to it, would only an uncommon, infrequent, unexpected wind. So he's exempt from the liability of the courts because it's like an oinus where he didn't entertain the thing that this ruach shonim mitzvah was going to come. But he's going to be liable for punishment from the hands of heaven because if not for him bending it, the fire would have not reached it even by ruach shonim mitzvah. If someone buries the grain, the standing grain of his friend, into the earth, which actually protects from fire. Ivatevin, or the other way around, into straw, which actually strengthens the danger of the fire. Be that as may, either way, ba'avra eish, and the fire that someone else lit passes by ba'achla eish, and now it consumes it. So the one who buried it is exempt from Dini Adam because he didn't light the fire and he didn't burn the standing grain. But V'chai B'dini Shemayim is liable from judgment from Shemayim because if he didn't bury it, the owner of the grain would have collected from the one who lit the fire. But now, the one who lit the fire is going to be exempt because it's buried. Like you said, halacha test. He's causing indirectly now this guy to lose out because he can't collect anymore because it was Taman. So therefore, it's going to be liable with Dini Shemayim. Halacha test Vav continues regarding the halachic principle of Ishai. If someone's fire is Mamaynai or and Chitzav, is it considered his money or is it considered his arrows? Says Ram, Isha Avra Vezikas Adam Chavlabai. If a fire passes by and it damages a person, and injures him. So the one who made the fire is going to be liable for the nizakav, the damages, of a shiftoi and his loss of work, of a ripuyoi and the doctor bills, of a tzar and his pain, of a vash and his embarrassment, as if he damaged him himself with his own hands. Because although his fire is his money, and it's by one's money, one's not liable for more than just the damages, it's as if he damaged him with his arrows, as if he shot at him. Because that's what essentially the fire is. You do something and it goes to a distance. Let's say his animal or his pit, one of the other mazikim damaged the person, and the chayv ben ezek be only liable for the damages, like we explain in Perek Yud Aleph Chavav and Perek Yud Gimel Aleph Beis, but fire is the one exception that is like his own arrows and he's liable for the chamisha dvarim. Halacha the Zayin concludes with the derivatives of the mazik of Eish. All the derivatives of the mazik of fire, harin ke'esh has halachic status like fire. Kitzar also. So nich even if someone puts a stone, or a sakan, or a knife, or a mas, or a load, berush gaga, on the top of the edge of his roof. V'nafle beruach mitzuyah bezikra, and then it fell with a common wind, and it caused damage when it was falling. So chayv l'sham nezik sham, the owner has to pay the full damages. Shekal elu, because all these are kitzim, and anything that's similar like this, told us about it, they're the derivative of the mazik of Eish, because just like a fire destroys as it's going in the wind, so too the wind is taking the knife and the stone and damaging. But let's say it fell with an uncommon wind and it caused damage, then Pati is going to be exempt because that's an oinus because he didn't have to entertain the thing that uncommon wind is going to come and cause it to fall. We have concluded the laws of when one's money is damaged with heavenly assistance.